Welcome to the Cooldown Room with your host, Sky Upshaw, an F1 podcast where we talk all things Formula. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I am with a very special guest. I'd like to introduce Sylvia to the podcast. My first time having Sylvia on here. Hello, Sylvia. Welcome. Could you let my listeners know something about yourself?
Hi, it's such a pleasure being here. I'm Sylvia, I'm 20, and I'm a Formula One content creator. I create content about Formula One and also about Formula Two. The main reason of my page is doing content for everyone, so for beginners and for experts. More for beginners, but this is another story. And I'm currently switching sim racing, which is very great for my page, but at the moment I'm only providing informative content. And what else can I tell you? I'm from Italy, so of course I am a Ferrari fan, as you can see.
So that kind of lets us, firstly, I'm loving your content, loving all of your like social media sites and everything. It's really cool, really professional. And honestly, it gives me so much information. I love it. If you haven't already checked out Sylvia, by the way, it's F1 with Sylvia on like Instagram and stuff. It will be linked if you're on YouTube or whatever at the moment listening. As you're from Italy, it kind of like puts us in the right direction of the kind of crazy and amazing weekend that we've had watching F1. So, of course, we've just had the Australian Grand Prix, which was obviously amazing, but two Ferraris, one and two, on the podium. How do you feel about that?
It was crazy. I woke up at 4 a.m. to watch the Grand Prix. Yeah, I had like, I decided to go to bed at, I think, 10 p.m. just to see the race with my mother. And, of course, seeing two Ferrari in a podium was so cool, was great. I was like, oh, okay, my waking up early is is giving me some important emotions.
Yeah,
I think it was crazy. I wasn't expecting at all the fact that Max was going to DNF.
No,
I was actually sleeping, so when I saw Max out,
you were like half awake. You're like, what?
Yeah, I was like, what? It was so crazy. The race itself, I think it was kind of whoa. I mean, seeing Sainz again winning a race.
Yeah.
Also, the accident of Russell. I was scared for a moment, and he also was panicked because he was in the middle of the track and he was there. He was risking his life, and I'm really happy that nobody was hurt at the end of the day. But it was really, really crazy.
No, I think race result was amazing. Obviously, it's unfortunate that Max didn't finish, but it did open a massive door to everyone else, basically, because if he had a finish, we know where he would have finished. He would have been taking the win. So obviously, great for him. But yeah, unfortunately, he didn't get there. But it did open a massive door. And therefore, Carlos Sainz, just 2 weeks after his big operation, and he's there on the top spot. I was so amazed. I felt almost really proud. I was just like, he has proven everyone, you know, he's not going to have a seat in Ferrari next year. And it's kind of like given him the, I don't know, it's given him such a reason to like fight for a really good place within F1 next year. There's a lot of doors, I think, open for him now in particular. So he is kind of actually the only non-Red Bull driver that has managed to beat Max in the past couple of years, which is a big, I mean, that's pretty impressive having him win, you know, against Max. So it was amazing. I agree with the George Russell thing. I did later on after the race, I heard the radio call that he gave through to his team while he was crashed. I don't know if you saw that, but where he's literally screaming on the radio saying like, red flag, this needs to red flag because I'm in the middle, this is a red. And I was like, oh, that must have been so scary for him, not knowing if the cars were just going to fly around the corner. You know, he was just around a bend right in the middle. I was like, oh my gosh, it was scary. But obviously, yeah, not a good day for Mercedes either, having Lewis not finishing the race either. It was just crazy. I did really enjoy it. We had two Haases in the points. We had Fernando Alonso get that 20-second time penalty as well, which was kind of I don't know, crazy. I love Fernando. I mean, yeah, I'm not, I was surprised to see 20 seconds, you know, for him. What did you have any thoughts on that one?
I don't really understand why he got this penalty because, if I'm not mistaken, the reason was that he wasn't doing the laps all the same, and he also complained because nobody does the laps in the same way. So I didn't really understood. I didn't understand this penalty, but I'm kind of sad for him because for a moment he was first. For a slight moment, and he's my favorite driver. So I was like, oh, okay, Fernando win. It's so crazy. And then he didn't, but I'm still happy, obviously, for Ferrari.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think Fernando is a class driver. He's so good. And he's really proven in the last couple years that the age doesn't matter, particularly if you're that good. I mean, gosh, he is so cool. And he just carries himself so cool, don't you think? Like when you just see him, all the videos of him around the paddock, he's just like, this guy's too cool for this. He just, yeah. But yeah, I was surprised with that penalty because I mean, it was said it was like it was brake testing and all this, but there isn't any ways to prove that. But I guess it's just one person's call against another. So difficult one to go on about. But yeah, it was just a crazy race. Definitely. So what are your thoughts at the moment on Red Bull within F1? What are your thoughts on like Sergio Perez and stuff?
I'm really not a Perez fan, you know. I prefer so much Max. So I was kind of sad for him because even if he always wins, he's definitely my favorite Red Bull driver. I think that last year we had some rumors about Perez that maybe he could be replaced. But I don't think that they will replace him because he still scored a fifth place, which is good considering the world problem with Max. But talking about Red Bull, I think that there is a driver in racing booth that has a huge problem. And I think that Daniel Ricciardo could be replaced if he keeps going like this.
I know.
I'm really fearing this for him. And it's sad, but Tsunoda is pushing harder and harder.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I Daniel had his time in Red Bull before, and don't get me wrong, I mean it was good. It was good and it was pretty good. It was kind of better than good, but since then, yeah, we've kind of just lost Daniel. I don't know, I really don't know what to think because I really want to be able to support him. I really do, because him as a person I absolutely love. Like off the track, oh my gosh, he's so funny. I like, and you hear from everyone that he's the nicest guy and everything. So I mean, it's really hard, isn't it? Because then you look on track, you're like, oh, this isn't great. Like he finished the race this weekend in P12, but there was only 16 finishes. So that, I mean, it wasn't the worst, but it really wasn't amazing. Yuki finished in seventh. So yeah, I really don't know because yeah, it's really hard. I know that Christian Horner absolutely loves Daniel. Like you can see that, like with all his interviews, he literally talks about Daniel all the time. So yeah, I really don't know. Do you think he's gonna maybe stay at RB, or do you think maybe this is like it for him?
I don't think he's staying as an RB. I think that he wants to win, but Formula One is not only a physical sport, it's also about mentality and psychology. So after he left Red Bull, he probably felt worse than in Red Bull because at the time, Red Bull wasn't the most competitive team. If you watch Drive to Survive, you can see well in the first season that they had their problems with the engine that was provided by Renault. Then he went to Renault, he was in McLaren, he changed in teams just to come back to the Red Bull family. But when he came back to the Red Bull family, Max was already good, was already exploded, he was already a great champion. And I think that Daniel always suffered the fact that Max was going to be better than him. And he's probably suffering. Also, he is now older than the medium, than the average age of the drivers. So this is also a problem. For example, also Bottas, we see that he's getting older and he's losing its force. I think it's the force. It's just that.
No, I agree. Because I really like Valtteri as a person, do I think it's hilarious, particularly in the last year or so with his mullet and everything. I definitely think he should have like an honorary Australian citizenship or something, because he looks more Australian than some Australians that I know, and I don't know many, but I guess all drivers get to that certain age where they've had quite a long time in Red Bull, in Formula One. Daniel has been there for almost, what, over 10 years now. So, he's had quite a few seasons there, and he kind of knows what's going on. He knows how it all works. But they do get to that age where it starts to be like, I don't know, you're either gonna go through like another prime stage, maybe like Fernando or maybe Lewis. They've kind of gotten past that. I mean, even Sebastian got through that, kind of carried on. Or yeah, I guess they just kind of start to slowly decline. I mean, I partially see that with Sergio. I think he's kind of had his prime, and now I wonder if this is kind of like the start of a slight downhill for him. But yeah, I mean, it's difficult because you do, for Daniel in particular, you really want him to just have a good run. But I just don't see that coming. He's only going to get older, and the opportunities are getting smaller for him. So yeah, I'm not sure he's competing very well with the young ones. We've got all of these incredible F2 drivers coming in that hopefully next year we'll see more than one of them, because that could be amazing. But yeah, like, they're getting too good, these drivers. So it's crazy. You watch quite a lot of Formula 2, do you?
I tried to watch Formula 2 last year. I watched it more.
Yeah.
This year the times were bad for me, so I didn't have the possibility to watch any Formula 2 race,
Yeah.
but I'm still checking the
Not with
results.
it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, sometimes all the hours of all these races are crazy. I mean, here in the UK for the race yesterday, it started at 5 a.m. So I cheat a bit and I watched it at 8 o'clock, and I just didn't check my phone at all until like after the race. But it's crazy. Like, I wasn't gonna watch that. But yeah, the Formula 2 and stuff was at like 1:30 in the morning. I was like, I'm not watching that. Fair enough, it's in Australia, I'll let them off. But yeah, I mean, that's crazy. But the Formula 2 drivers are really something quite special, because of course they're so young and they have so many opportunities coming into Formula 1. So my question was, like, if there was one Formula 2 driver that you would want to see in Formula 1, which one would that be?
Of course, Oliver Bergman.
<Okay.
We already saw him. He is
laughs>
good. I've always been one of his fans, but other than him, I don't think I could see a Formula 2 driver in Formula 1 right now. To be honest, there is a great talent, which is Kimi Antonelli, but he's so young, he's not ready for Formula 1 at all. He was born in 2007, so he's really young.
Really young, yeah.
Probably too young also for Formula 2. He like passed from Formula 4 to Formula 2.
I know. And he's only
It's
seven.
crazy.
Yeah, I think Kimi is definitely going to do well in the future. The thing I keep thinking the same as you, but then I keep remembering that, of course, Max Verstappen started in Formula One when he was 17. So I'm like, oh, so maybe there is a door every now and again for a really young driver to come into the sport. I mean, Kimi could do that, but we'll see. Yeah, definitely. But so everything to do with your content, now we'll talk about that for a bit. How is that going for you? And I wanted to talk a bit about the future of your kind of content. What are you looking forward to?
I don't really know at this point because I want to start sim racing. I think that it could be a great direction
Yeah.
but I don't want to lose the informative reason of my content. So I think I could start doing also sim racing, but also sticking with my informative and relatable content, which is the thing I was looking for the most.
Yeah.
I am going to some races this year,
Amazing.
so I will also record something from there too.
Yeah. Which
I'm
one are you
figuring
going to?
out. I am going to Imola,
Amazing.
Monaco,
Yeah.
Monza, and maybe Austin and Abu Dhabi.
Amazing. And they're all for Formula One?
Yeah, all for Formula One, and I'm going to watch everything those
That's
days.
so good. Oh my gosh, that is so exciting for you.
I forgot to mention Zandvoort because I thought
Gosh.
maybe I'm also going to Zandvoort.
Amazing. Oh my gosh. So you have a very busy year coming up. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Are you, did you like book tickets for that yourself? You're going like seated or standing or a bit of both?
I am going probably in twice in the paddock and the other time standing. No,
Amazing.
not standing. Not general admission. So I think it's the
The grandstand stuff.
superior one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one.
But yeah, that sounds really cool. So you have that to look forward to, which is amazing. I'm sure you'll come away with lots of content, which will be incredible. Have you been to the Formula One before?
Yeah, once I went to Monza, but with a grandstand admission. It was
Yeah.
such a funny story because it was a gift
Oh, yeah.
for the boy that at the time was my boyfriend.
Okay.
But then we broke up
Yeah.
because I thought he was cheating on me. He
Okay.
was cheating on me, so
Oh,
I
my
was
gosh.
right because
Yeah.
after a month he got with the girl, and it was even before the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
So I had those tickets because I still hadn't given him the ticket.
Yeah.
So I said, why should I give him the ticket? I will give it to someone else and go anyways. So
Good.
I went with my mother to the race. We
Yeah.
went together. And the day after the race, he texted me because he didn't want to pay me the ticket. So the day after, he came back and wanted to see me and stuff. And obviously, I said no.
Oh my gosh,
But the
that's
funniest part
crazy.
is that the page was born the day after Monza when he texted me
Oh my
because
gosh.
I said, okay, you know what? You said that I shouldn't watch Formula One because I am a girl, so now I'm making a page and
There you
talking to other
go.
people about Formula One.
But I think that's so cool because I'm obviously I'm from the UK, so I have no idea what the Italian like F1 pages are like, but it seems that yours is doing really, really well. And I know that you obviously write your content on your F1 with Sylvia in like English, but I know you have like other Italian stuff. Yet, have you found that like that you've created like a community with your like pages?
Yeah, with my English one, I definitely have a community and they are so nice. It's so cool. The Italian one, I have to say that I'm not spending much time and effort on that. So
Yeah.
it's just going with, I have only, I think, 6 or 7 videos for now. So
Okay.
it's really a little content. But I noticed that the Italian people that watch Formula One are really different from the international community
Really?
because they are, of course, focused on your Ferrari. So you have only to talk about Ferrari. But they like more hating on comments because
Oh, okay.
I got some hate. Okay, it's normal if you do content.
Yeah.
But Italians are really, if you say the wrong thing about Ferrari, they all come and say, no, you can speak about this about Ferrari. But the
Wow.
point is that they don't watch Formula One. So they start insulting because you insulted Ferrari, but they don't watch Formula One. So they don't really know what you're talking about, why
Interesting.
you are
Yeah.
insulting Ferrari.
That is really,
It's
really interesting.
crazy.
I had no idea. That's of course because yeah, my I assume that like my presumption, I guess, is yeah, Italians equal like F1 and Ferrari because that's kind of I mean Ferrari is Italy, which is amazing. But yeah, that's really weird. I guess if you say something wrong, everyone knows so much about it that they're like, how dare you? That's wrong. I guess that's hard, isn't it? But yeah, hate online is more than normal. Like we all deal with it, don't we? But it's all about how you come and like you get through it. Which I think, as women within the F1 side of things, yeah, it's not easy, but you just have to like roll with it. You just have to go with it. But yeah, how have you found that side of things on social media? Because it can be quite a tough place to be.
In reality, I started seeing F1 content only after I started looking for it. Because before, especially looking for F1 content, it didn't come out to me. Even if I followed F1, the drivers, the F1 content made by content creators still didn't come out. I had to look for the most important creators. And then I started having the content on my feed. And this is sad because I kind of think that it's a niche and you have to look for it, because if you don't look for F1 content, most of the times is never going to show to someone. Or
No.
maybe an accident clip or maybe a movie clip,
Yeah. Yeah.
because they are really engaging,
Yeah.
but
Yeah.
not the other stuff.
Yeah. No, it's a fair point. It's definitely a fair point. How long have you been posting on like social media and stuff?
September.
September, there you go. And you are, hang on, don't tell me I've got it written down. You've got 85,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah, this morning there were 87.6, so like of
Wow. That I literally wrote that like probably 2 days ago. That is an incredible, like, yeah, that is really good. It's honestly a well done to you, because it clearly shows that the content you're making yourself is some of the best out there, because I'm not seeing other creators grow like that. So honestly, round of applause to you, because that is really cool. So I know you've had, well, I've seen on your page you've had talk about a podcast.
My podcast, it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
I've been saying this from December, so I think that people are starting to like, oh, you're never going to
Not
open
gonna
it.
happen. But I would be number one fan on it, so I'll be right there, first episode. I'll be like waiting for it. No, but it's exciting. Yeah. So have you got anything in the line like coming up with your content?
What can I tell you is that for now I am going to collaborate with some girls to provide content on the podcast page.
Amazing. Good.
Yeah, I am going to collaborate with small creators so I can help them,
Yeah.
and
Amazing. That's awesome.
we're going to provide like news, info, like some podcasts not really special, but we wanted to provide fast info, short news, comparisons, reels before starting officially the podcast.
Good. Yeah, awesome. What's that? What's the like tag of that? What's the app?
It's not that original, but it's pit lane walk, because
Hit the
I
wall.
saw nobody took the name
No,
of the pit lane walk, so I was
I
like,
like the name
okay,
of that. It's just the tag
I
on
took
listening.
it. Yeah, it's such Italian because we always go out for a walk.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. Absolutely perfect. So when you go out for a walk, you can listen to the pit lane walk. I love that. That is good. Perfect.
Yeah.
So we have the Japanese Grand Prix in 2 weeks' time, which is very exciting. I'm sure we'll have lots of content coming from you for that. Have you got anything that you're looking forward to regarding to the Grand Prix?
I would like to see action.
Yeah.
Even if Ferrari isn't going to win, I'm hoping for another unexpected race. I
Good.
think
Yeah.
that more people are going to watch the race after the Australian Grand Prix, because I saw that many people of the fan base after the Australian Grand Prix came
Yeah.
back to life.
Yeah. No, I
They
literally
say
agree. Yeah.
it was crazy. And the timing isn't the best for me because the race is going to be at 7 a.m. Still better than 5 a.m.
Much better, but yes. No.
Yeah, but practice is going to be at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
So not gonna watch it. I'm sorry.
It's better for you. Here it's at, well, practice at 3 a.m. and the race is at like 5 or whatever.
But I have to tell you that if it's at 3 a.m., you can stay awake and then go to
That's
sleep at 4 a.m.
true.
and then wake up. But
That's
staying
true.
awake till 5:30 a.m. is really crazy.
Yeah, no, I definitely
You can't
agree.
do that.
No, I I think last year for the Australian Grand Prix, it was at 5 a.m. So I got up for that. I set an alarm at 4:45 and I got up for it. But I don't like missing the build up. So that's one of the reasons if it's too early, I'll just not check my phone and I'll maybe wait an hour just so that I can watch, things like Martin's Grid Walk for myself. Like we can watch all of the kind of the introduction to it all, which I love. But the Japanese Grand Prix does tend to bring some fun things. It's a cool track. I really like it. So I had a
I love
couple
it.
of like quick fire questions for you, which I wanted to see what your thoughts on. So firstly, do you have a favorite F1 track?
Of course.
I
And of course, it's in Italy.
don't say. Yeah.
It's Monza.
Oh, Monza.
But
Yeah.
I think that the vibe of the Monaco Grand Prix is better than the vibe of the Italian Grand Prix. I think Monaco has the best vibe, but it's not the best track.
Track. No, I agree. I think if someone says track to me, I'm definitely not going to say Monaco. But if someone says overall Grand Prix, I'm going to say Monaco because I really think that has the coolest. Yeah, it's so iconic, isn't
It
it? You can't go wrong.
it's iconic, it's cool, the
Yeah.
vibe is such an amazing vibe. And I also like Imola.
Imola, yeah.
But for me, there is that part of sad part in Imola for the accident of Senna. And I won't ever forget that in Imola there was the accident of Senna. And I
Yeah, fair
think
enough.
most of the Italian people do that. If I'm not mistaken, there is also a street or a plaza named about after Senna.
Really? How did I not know about
Yeah.
this? I have to do my research. That's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's in Imola, but maybe it's not, but I think
It
so.
does ring a
Or
bell.
maybe
I think I've seen some photos. Yeah. That's
and it's so crazy, but another Grand Prix that has an amazing vibe is Abu Dhabi.
Abu
The
Dhabi.
fireworks.
I so want to go to that one. Oh my gosh. It looks incredible. Like, to be honest, all of those kind of Asian, I guess Asian, are they? They look incredible. The night races, as you say, it's like the fireworks, the whole vibe. I've always wanted to go to like the Qatar Grand Prix and all those ones. Like, I would love to. They just sound awesome. So my next
So
question
good.
is, I think we heard a little bit about it earlier, but which is what do you have a favorite F1 driver?
Fernando Alonso, before
Thought
my heart.
that's
He was part of Ferrari before, so that's why.
yeah. So it's just because he was in Ferrari before, and yeah, he I think it's just
No.
no.
It's because when I was young, I saw Fernando. So
Yeah.
when I became older, I still saw Fernando. So
Oh,
he was
amazing.
the only one that stayed.
Oh, amazing. I love that though. The ones. And when did you start watching F1? Like, when was the first time?
When I was a child,
Yeah.
but for quite some time I stopped because I got bored of Lewis before Sebastian and then Lewis domination. I got so much bored. So I lost the Silver War. So I lost also 2021 because I started the year after
Yeah.
again. Before I was watching races, but like, oh, there is the race. I have nothing to do. Let's watch it, but not with this passion.
Yeah, absolutely. I understand what you mean. And obviously, I think we all know which is your favorite team because you've said it a few times. But what do you think of both Charles Leclerc and Carlos Sainz in Ferrari?
I honestly love them. I am sad that Carlos is going away, but I'm most excited for Hamilton, so it's a bittersweet feeling. I got used to Charles and Carlos, and
Yes.
I think people call them Charlos or
Carlos.
Ferrari C2. So
Definitely.
it's the name of their ship. I
Yeah.
mean, ship of friendship, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm sad, but at the same time, I'm kind of relieved because most of the time in Italy there is like a fan war against Charles supporters and Carlos supporters
Course,
because
yeah.
apparently there aren't people that support both. Most of the people support only Charles or Carlos and then start saying, oh, Charles is worse, oh, Carlos is worse, but they are
Wow.
really good drivers. They are different. I think that Carlos is more mature. And of course, he is older than Charles, but Charles has other good points. So they're really equal.
Yeah.
And I am sad. I don't really know how the dynamic will be between Charles and Louis.
I'm curious to find out.
Because I don't really know if Louis is going to be the first or the second driver, because Charles is definitely now the first driver,
No.
but also Carlos, so it's a confusion.
I know they say they don't have first and seconds, but I definitely wholeheartedly think that they do. I don't know, I'm really looking forward. I think that, to be honest, I think it seems from the outside that Charles and Lewis do have a good relationship and have done for quite some years. So I'm really hoping they can take that through. And I'm hoping that actually Lewis can bring some of his team that have been really, really good for Mercedes. So I kind of think this could be like Ferrari's real big comeback year this year. And then like they could just, oh, I'm really hoping so because I am definitely a Ferrari fan. I love them so much. Like they are just amazing. But yeah, we're going to end it there. Thank you so much, Sylvia, for coming on to the podcast. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing all of your content come out in the future. I love it all. And yeah, another thank you. I've loved chatting to you, and I will speak to you very soon.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was such a pleasure. And I will look forward for your content and the podcast because I will follow it.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.